In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Gospel this morning from St. Luke sets before us two simple and yet profound ways to respond to the mystery of God. We can respond as the Pharisee does, steeped in our arrogance, our hubris, and our pride, thinking more of ourselves than of God, thinking ourselves better than other men. Or we can be like the publican, who in his humility cannot even look to God, but instead pleads for God's mercy. And the beauty of our gospel is its simplicity, its lack of complication and confusion. We know what it is we ought to do, and we know what we shouldn't do, and they are set before us clearly. So the question always becomes, brothers and sisters, why do we tend to do what we ought not to do and reject the way that God explains for us to do things? That's not a rhetorical question. It's something that we have to ask and answer. Because if we're going to overcome sinfulness and weakness in our lives, if we're going to move forward in the spiritual life, then we must understand what it is that we are called to do, and that is rooted in the virtue of humility. Humility that allows us to be easily led and guided by God. Humility that gives us the ability to recognize our sinfulness and seek God's mercy. Humility that opens up our hearts to be of service to our brothers and our sisters. And as our gospel concludes, our Lord himself makes very clear, it is in the virtue of humility that one is justified. For he who is humble becomes exalted in the mind and the heart of God. The world, of course, in which we live convinces us that we are our own masters. We are the directors of our own existences. And because of the advent of the internet and all forms of mediated communication, we are the most important person in the play that is our own existence. And now we can put that out there for everyone to see. We can retool, remanufacture reality and make ourselves the center actor of all that unfolds. We can scrub out, or we can put away, or we can hide anything that we don't want people to know about ourselves, or we can just simply lie and the world will accept our lie because they want to be able to tell their own lies. Sadly, brothers, all this does, brothers and sisters, all this does to us is pull us further and further away from God and complicates and confuses. And of course, complication, confusion, chaos, those are the things that come from Satan. He wants us expending unnecessary energy trying to craft the world in our own image instead of expending all of the energy that brings peace to do what God commands us to do. And we know this is true. You don't have to take my word for it. Your own lived experience is ample enough for you to know that when you give over to God, your life doesn't become free of difficulty, but you have then gained the truth to respond well to the difficulties and complications that you're asked to confront. There will always be temptations that beset us, that stand in the way of seeking holiness. That's not the goal, to make our life absent of difficulty. Our goal is to be able to carry well whatever sacrifices and sufferings we are asked to endure, knowing that if we do them with Christ, we can enter into his mysteries, and entering into his mysteries, enter into his glory. And it truly is that simple. The life that we live as Catholic men and women becomes complicated because we listen to the world, or we listen to ourselves, or we have been convinced of our own righteousness as this Pharisee has. I am better than that person over there. I am not like that person over there. You can point in any direction that you want except for yourself, because of course we never point to ourselves. We only point to others. We only excoriate others. We only try to seek to be better than others in order to make ourselves the best. But what happens to the Pharisee? So convinced of his righteousness that he loses his righteousness. So convinced that he is justified that he goes home condemned. And sadly, so it will be for us. No one likes to talk about hell. No one likes to think about hell. And so the church has sadly decided not to talk or think about hell. As if somehow if we don't think about it and talk about it, then it doesn't exist. Continuing again, this recreation of the narrative of existence. If I don't think it, then it isn't real. If I don't believe it, then it hasn't happened. I do wish it were that simple, because my life would be so much easier. I, after all, the central actor in my own existence, the king in my own kingdom, my life would go on blithely, ignorant of all the things that await me to pull me away from God. And then we find ourselves at judgment, particular and general. And sadly, we will be surprised, not because God wants us condemned, but because in our blindness, our pride, our arrogance, and our hubris, we condemned ourselves. We can live in fear of this condemnation, and there certainly needs to be a certain degree of healthy fear of this. But more importantly than our fear that might paralyze us is the peace that comes in Christ. Because this, after all, is not what God wants for us. To be clear, God does not desire condemnation. God wants all of us to come to the knowledge of truth and to live that truth with him for all eternity. And he has given us everything, most especially the gift of himself, in order to bring about that which he desires for us. So the road to perdition, which oftentimes we find ourselves on because of our arrogance, is a road that we can exit and find ourselves back on that path to God. And it begins, as the publican recognizes, my sinfulness, my weakness, and my desire for God's mercy. So, begin again, today, this moment now. Not thinking about what was or how you failed in the past, but how I will go forward with God in Christ, especially the Lord that you are about to receive. And in that way, brothers and sisters, there would be no fear of the future that God has in store for you. Instead, in humility, you can allow God to be the one who lifts you up in this life, and in so doing prepares you to be with him for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.